The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
OMG, it's another day. It's our very first project. Welcome to our podcast. And our podcast is called The Balut Kiki Project. This is a podcast that is uniquely Pinoy and unapologetically queer. If we were to describe this podcast, it is banter for the boys and the girls and us freaks in the middle.
Because we are freaks.
We are reclaiming that word for us today. There is no shame in being different. There is no shame in being eccentric. There is no shame if you don't fit in the mold of what society calls normal. Normal is boring. We are reclaiming that word. We celebrate it. We manifest it. We are proud to be different. So this podcast is just putting our different voices out there for people to hear. We are all for visibility and representation. You'll be happy to know that I won't be doing this podcast alone. I actually need somebody to interrupt every 5 seconds, as you will hear in our succeeding episodes. I'm not alone. We have, there's Peter and Neil, but today I have my friend here who is my one phone call from jail, if that ever happens, because this
not
friend,
even a lawyer.
This friend has my bail money. She has it stashed somewhere. I don't know where.
So just so you know, if you need to have someone break into the house, it's under the mattress. It's in the sofa cushions.
Girl, that's my bail money. No. This is Mel. Say hi, Mel.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
We're actually doing this. Can you believe it?
I know. We've been talking about this for such a long time.
For the longest time. This bun has been baking in the oven for the longest time. This bun
is overdue.
Is cooked. If this were a baby, this baby is 3 months post-mature. This baby's going to come out with teeth.
Walking.
Well, actually walk
ready
out of
for
the
vagina. Nursery.
walk out of the vagina and go straight to kindergarten. This is how old
Not
is
even
it.
Nursery.
No, straight to kindergarten. Yeah, so we're going to do it. We've been talking about this for the longest time and we're finally doing it. Excited. But are you ready?
Am I ready? Are they ready? That's are the right question. Ready? Are they ready for us?
All right. So, first project.
First project.
Here we go.
This is the Balut Kiki Project.
What the f*** is Balut?
Banter for the boys and the girls and us freaks in the middle.
A Kiki is in order.
The Balut Kiki Project.
Uniquely Pinoy.
Unapologetically queer.
Lock the door. Tight.
We are serving you unadulterated Balut Kiki in 5, 6, 7.
So as Jeff mentioned, he's not alone in this endeavor. Sadly, there's someone who's going to be bothering him.
Don't say sadly.
Contradicting him. Or maybe positively agreeing with him.
Bring it on.
My name is Mel and I live and work in Manila. Such a concrete jungle this is. My family is all over the world. My mom is down under. My sister is in a wet and cold place. It's also gray. We're all over the world. So, Jeff, what about you?
My name is Jeff. That's G-O-F-F. I am also Filipino like Mel. Unfortunately, I do not live in the Philippines. I lived in North Africa for 2 years, and then I've been living down under for the past 6 or so years. Truth to tell, if I had a choice, I'd rather be in the Philippines. My father's from Bicol, and your dad is from there as well, isn't he?
Yes, and I actually was born in Bicol and lived there until I was 15.
And my mom is originally from Leyte. They moved to Cebu and then settled in Cagayan de Oro. And
which my mom is from, my mom's family is from, and where I lived from 16 until I graduated university. So this is like discovering new things about your old friend.
It was only through this project that Mel found out that our fathers were from the same region of the Philippines. Philippines.
Yeah,
and actually,
that's right.
Also, since my mother is also from Cagayan de Oro, that's where they eventually settled. And mom's family is from Cagayan de Oro. That was where we first met. We both went to Xavier University. Otherwise known as Ateneo de Cagayan.
Yeah, Sibir.
Actually, hindi Ateneo nga eh. Pag sasakay ka ng jeep o ng tricycle, yung iba sasabihin nila, nong Ateneo nong. Tapos, syempre titingin yung lahat sa kanila, di ba, na I never did that. So, no, Ateneo ka diha, di ba?
Oo, Sibir. Uy. Sibir. I did the whole, pag flag ko ng rela, sabihin ko, Sibir nong. Huh? Ganun yung driver. Huh? Xavier nong.
Xavier good.
Xavier good.
Well, doing this project was the first time. Actually, I had to remind Mel how we first met. You remember?
Mm.
It was in the English department. Yeah, and Mel was very intimidating when I first saw her. She looks like a witch with a capital B.
And I can be a witch with a capital B.
Yeah, so
meaning, that reads witch.
Bwitchit.
Bwitchit.
And the reason why I approached you was because I think I remember that Cagayan de Oro is a small place, and so word gets around.
Oh, yes.
And that Mel, I think you went to Ateneo as well.
Yes,
so
I
approached you and we talked about that. And from there, the Blue Kiki project was born.
And I do remember before meeting you, I do remember seeing you around campus. And I was...
Come on, say it.
No.
Let it out. You've been wanting to say this. What is it? Come on.
I know something's coming. I remember what you wore to school, your white shirt and your batik pants. I remember, I want to do that too because it feels so fresh.
Okay, fine. That was a fashion statement back then. Okay, fine.
That's how I felt. Na parang ang presko-presko naman ang suot niya.
It was very sala lang. Nasa sala.
But you know what? The whole white shirt.
And I was wearing like slippers. Like, you know, decent enough slippers. They don't look like flip-flops. But anyway.
So Jeff, let's share how we birth this project.
It's funny that you use the word birth because
it does feel like it.
Yeah, kasi nga, diba, this baby is gonna come out just probably, no, I mean like pry open his mom's vagina and just walk out of it literally. But this was a difficult pregnancy. We had constipation, we had varicose veins, there was everything thrush. We had hypertension or whatever, eclampsia. So it was very hard giving birth to this project.
What's that pa nga, diba, yung gestational diabetes?
There's several things I want to say. This project was conceived out of an orgy because it's not just two people involved. Like I said, there's Neil and Peter as well.
Yes.
And we had to find talent to be able to put everything together. So, and despite the name, no, because the Balut Kiki project sounds really fabulous. And by the way,
yes,
if you've heard the words Balut Kiki, you pretty naive to think naman na this is a project. Ano kaya to? For carpentry? Gardening?
Cooking?
Ano kaya to? Oo, masonry? Ano kaya to? So, syempre, I mean, it's very obvious that this is a fabulous podcast made by fabulous people. You know what
yes.
I mean? And so, even if we're all that, the Blue Kiki project was conceived out of a very, should I say, a very dark place in both of our lives, Mel. It's our goal here in the Blue Kiki project to be very, very honest with you. So, that's what I'm going to do right now. Full disclosure, I was diagnosed with clinical depression, severe clinical depression last December. So I see a counselor regularly. I had a psychiatric consult several months ago as part of my treatment. I take medications for my depression. I take sertraline or Zoloft. I take lorazepam for sleep and a host of other medications to control the side effects of those main medications. I was a nurse for 15 years prior to that. I was in public relations before that. We've been the kind of friends who would like say hi to each other and check up on each other pretty regularly. Not just during Christmas, but more regular than that. We kept the friendship
birthdays
alive somehow.
Too?
Last October, I just wanted to check in on you and find out how you were. And then one thing led to another in that conversation until I just found myself crying, telling you about my depression. And it's weird because it was only through the Balut Kiki project that I found out that you were going through the same thing at about the same time, September.
About the same time, that's right.
September
that's
right. Din of last year. And so we ended up crying. I was bawling my eyes out. And then funnily enough, from out of the blue, Mel says, I'm crying too. And Mel was not content in telling me that she was crying. She had to send me a picture to prove to me that she was crying. So she sent me this picture of her. I was, honestly, Mel, it was like, I was like, what the fuck? Because you were like in a corner in some one of the decrepit, well, the deepest bowels of Eastwood. Like, with this, you know, with like Rudolph the Red-Nosed, your puffy eyes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nose.
Dripping down my nose.
And being the good friend that I was compelled to send my own picture of myself.
It's called peer pressure.
Doing an ugly cry. So it was a heavy conversation.
Yeah.
That, I think it took more than an hour, that conversation. And then,
yeah,
I know somehow we ended up laughing.
Yeah, I think it was good to find someone who was going through the same thing, mm-hmm. right? What I felt was na parang, oh, salamat. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what it feels like, no? I'm also depressed. Mm-hmm. I'm also on medication, but it's
diagnosed.
Something else.
It's very important.
Diagnosed.
You're not just calling yourself
yes.
depressed, but you're
yes.
actually
diagnosed.
I was
diagnosed. Also diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And I'm also on medication, escitalopram. My happy pills are escitalopram and aripiprazole.
Drugs mo yan, pare. Drugs mo yan. Yan yung yeah. drugs mo.
And you know what? Some people may be afraid to go to the doctor kasi ayaw maggamot. But that's the whole point of the medication, is to help you get through it, diba? But you're right, we did end up laughing. And it was such a relief to find someone who really understands what I was going through. It's not like my friends or my family don't understand. They're very lovely. I'll use that word. They're very lovely and supportive. But it's different if a person is going through the same thing or something similar. Mas merong connection. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt. Na parang, oh, someone who understands what I'm going through, who understands what it feels like to be depressed, to have a cloud, a rain cloud just following me around wherever I go, mm-hmm. who understands what it feels like to have thoughts that are not okay. Alam mo yon, that make you feel like parang wala kang kwenta and things like that.
Sometimes these are thoughts that tell you to do bad things to yourself, right?
Yes.
And we've both been through that.
Yes, we both have that. That's right.
And the thing is that after that conversation, Mel, where we found ourselves crying, we ended up laughing. And then somehow after that conversation, you felt a lot lighter, like a,
yes.
a burden has been lifted, albeit
yes.
maybe temporarily, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But still,
yes.
you know, you relish those few seconds or those few minutes where the
yeah.
weight has been lifted from you. And
yeah.
I remember us telling ourselves jokingly and maybe half meaning it, na,
yeah.
how good would it be to, you know, help other people who
yes.
might be going through the same thing and maybe
yeah.
do it on a podcast. And then,
yeah.
so we find ourselves here. Because the thing is that I likened depression, and I'm going to speak for myself now. I don't know if you feel the mm-hmm. same way. I've always likened depression to being in a walking through a dark tunnel. And you know how mm. there people say that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Again, full disclosure, I am walking that dark tunnel right now and I don't
yeah.
see the light.
Yeah.
And you're like,
no,
grappling around, because you know what they say, you know, you people who, and they come from a good place, they come from a well-meaning mm. place, and they say,
yeah.
you know, put one foot in front of the other, take each
Laban
day
lang.
As it comes, diba ganyan? And that's what
yeah.
I'm doing in that tunnel. I'm taking a step at a time, but
yeah.
I don't see anything. It's really pitch black, and I'm grappling around that tunnel, and then I guess that's the metaphor, na I was reaching out in that dark tunnel and I touched somebody's hand and didn't know that it was yours. And then,
put na lang, it's my nice soft hand.
Yeah, and my rough calloused hands, like, oh, this must be Jeff. And yeah, you're right. And then I was like, fancy meeting you here. And that was what it was like. Now, I didn't
yeah.
know that you were going through the same thing. I didn't know.
Because yeah.
I thought, like, because we lived in different parts of the world and it was like, why didn't you tell me this? And you were like, sa akin din, ba't di mo sinabi? Na parang,
yeah.
alam mo yun, na parang ganun lang nangyari nung time.
And
yun.
Then, the biggest, the one of the big things for me was, when I finally told you, no, na I tried to take my life, and your concern for me, parang kinda woke me up, when you were really, really concerned for me, I realized that, if you're this concerned for me, what about my family, right? Their concern would even be greater. My sister, my dad, my mom, those who, you know, and then I realized that parang there are people around me who genuinely care. Naiyak ako, sorry. Who genuinely care for me. And I forget that this is not just about me. This whole journey in life is not just about me. It's also about the people around me.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of people think that you're only thinking about yourself. Because yeah. depression is very sinister and insidious.
That's a good way to say it. That's right.
It's not sadness. It's different. No. It's a feeling of emptiness. At saka hindi mo ma-explain. It's so hard to explain. Hindi ka lang nalulungkot na parang sabihin ng tao na lumabas ka, maglakad-lakad ka,
and then
miraculously your depression will go away. But may magandang nagagawa yan kasi it distracts you. Kasi ang nagagawa ng depression, I can also liken depression, at least in my experience, depression pushes you to go to dangerous places within your head, pushes you at the edge of a cliff, or when you actually feel like you're standing on a precipice. And depression is this soft whisper. It's not loud. It's not shouting. It's this soft whisper that is taunting you to jump.
Parang and that whisper is so constant.
It's a whisper, but it's loud. It's sometimes parang sounds like it a rings, challenge.
Para sa akin, parang, alam mo yung umaalingaw-ngaw in my head. Mm-hmm. And everything else fades. And that's the only thing I can hear.
And it's the last thought in your mind before you go to bed. And it's the first thought in your brain when you wake up.
And everything else in between, it's there.
Minsan, habang nandun ka na, nakatayo ka na dun sa precipice, if somebody calls you, or if you find something nice on TV, or may makausap ka, lilingon ka sa likod mo, lalayo ka dun sa precipice, lalayo ka dun sa dulo ng cliff. Uh-oh. So parang nasisave ka at that moment. And that's how important distractions are. So if you've ever had somebody who's undergone depression, baka mamaya may naiisip na silang masama. If you check up on them, give them a call, bisitahin niyo sila, may dala kang whatever, kahit na wala kang dala, nandito lang ako, kumusta ka ngayon? Kumusta?
Right.
I think one of the hardest questions to answer if you're depressed is the question, kumusta ka? How are you? Kasi minsan tayo bilang tao, almost automatic minsan yung sagot natin sa kumusta ka. Lalo
alam
na
mo,
Pilipino,
think,
I'm fine, I'm okay.
Hindi nga minsan yan autopilot siya na sagot. But there are times where that's the hardest question to answer.
It is a very hard question to answer. And minsan hindi nga siya autopilot . Minsan nga hindi siya automatic mail. Minsan nga napipilitan ka . Kasi minsan you want to answer, give them the real answer or the truth. And you want to say that, actually, I'm not okay. But then, you're trying to bite your tongue sometimes. And then parang titignan mo sa mata yung kausap mo na parang, maiistorbo lang siya, or he doesn't really want to hear the story, or she's not really interested, or is she really interested? May mga pag-aagam-agam kang ganun. So it's very, very hard. Kaya nang sabi namin, the Balut Kiki Project is a podcast made by fabulous people for fabulous people primarily, and their allies. So Mel and I, we count ourselves as members of the queer community. Depression is in itself is hard to get through for anybody. It's harder if you're queer. Alam niyo po kung bakit? Kasi ang default is, as a queer person, maraming ka ng pinagdaanan sa buhay mo. Pwedeng tinakwil ka na ng mga magulang mo, or ang hirap kaya living, being queer in the Philippines, na you're asking for acceptance. Minsan hindi ka na nga nag-iintay na acceptance . Minsan nga happy ka na sa tolerance . Or okay, if you go
basta
to
kahit hindi kayo na pinapansin, basta wag ka lang bastusin, kahit bahala na.
You'd have to have walked in our shoes for 5 minutes to be able to understand na minsan pag nag-a-apply ka ng bagong trabaho, o papasok ka sa bagong school, o lilipat ka sa bagong neighborhood, afraid ka na naman na, magpapakilala na naman ako, matatanggapin kaya nila ako. So that in itself is hard already. And to have to deal with depression is very, very difficult. Maraming mga mechanisms na pwede mong gawin. Distraction, kaya nga we're trying to admit to ourselves na may depression kami, kasi sabi nga nila, denial is the first response of the body. No, I'm not really depressed, nalulungkot ka lang. And then you have people around you trying to convince you na, kaya mo yan, tara, ano lang
kami
tayo, pasya lang natin yan. Tapos pagdating mo sa bahay,
tagay lang natin. natin yan.
Oh, hindi, tinagay mo na, palagay na natin. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay, nandun pa rin. So parang maiisip mo na, teka, iba na to eh. Hindi lang ako nalulungkot eh, iba na to eh.
So, Jeff, no, I'd like to cite some statistics. Kasi like you said, it's hard enough that you're queer and then you have depression to deal with. And there are drivers to this. So according to the Men's Health Research Program at the University of British Columbia, gay and bisexual men are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide in their lifetime. That's 4 times. Research also shows that suicide kills more gay and bisexual men than AIDS.
The CDC, the Center for Disease Control in America, came up with a report listing the top 10 reasons for death, causes of death for Americans. Mm-hmm. So 1 to 9 are, you know, diseases that you might expect that may be caused by, you know, familial history, it runs in your family, heredity, or lifestyle. You smoke, mga ganyan. So diseases ranging from disorders involving the gastrointestinal system or the respiratory system. 1 to 9. And then number 10 is suicide. And I'd like to point that out kasi the 1 to 9...
That's so preventable.
Oh, suicide is preventable eh. And nobody kills themselves out of a whim. It's a process.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, these people have had to deal with wanting to kill themselves for a long time. And depression is probably the number one reason. And it starts early in life, Mel.
So in psychologytoday.com, they said that 5,000 LGBTQ youth now take their lives each year. That's 5,000 a year. That's not including those who attempt and fail. You and I are examples of unsuccessful attempts.
How many LGBTQ youth attempt?
There's an estimate of 500,000.
So 100. Half a million. And of the 500,000, 5,000 are successful.
Are successful. So if you think about it, they have so much to live for. Whole life ahead of them. And homosexual and bisexual junior high and high school boys are 7 times more likely to report suicide attempts. Lesbians are twice as likely to commit suicide than heterosexual women. And there's a sad part. A majority of suicide attempts by homosexuals take place at age 20 or younger.
Kung may kakilala kayo na nambubuli ng mga LGBTQ, marapat siguro na isipin natin tong research, tong mga numbers na to, na sana hindi silang manatiling mga numbers, na your words have power. Kung nambubuli kayo, ang maano ko dito yung, di ba, yung kinukutsa natin yung anak ni Chris Aquino, na si Bimbi malamya na mga ganyan, di ba, na hindi naman natin kilala yung tao. Popular yan eh. Paano yung kapitbahay nyo na every time nalalabas ng bahay ay tinutokso o sinisigawan ng bakla?
Pagtatawa na.
Sa inyo wala yan eh, your life goes on. Kung araw-araw mo tong naririnig at araw-araw mo tong nararanasan,
pinagdadaanan,
mahirap, it takes a toll on you. I want to tell you a story, Mel, with your permission, no? Kasi sabi mo kanina, they're babies. There's a story, and again, you can research this on the internet. This happened in Denver, Colorado in about 2017. So Mel, the story goes is that there was this 9-year-old boy, and I'd like to just underline how old this boy was, the age of the boy. He's 9 years old. So this boy confided his mom. Sabi niya sa mom niya, because this boy apparently has been feeling different about himself. Kasi you'll know eh. You know na iba ka eh. Bata ka pa lang. I think you'd have to be gay to know this. Hindi maintindihan ng mga straight na. So anyway, nine-year-old boy was probably feeling different already and told his mom na, you know how you always buy me boy stuff because you think that's what I like and what I enjoy? Actually, I really want to dress up like a girl. What I really want to do is dress up like a girl. This mom wanted to be loving and accepting of her son. So, sabi lang ng mom, that's fine. So, the boy was probably parang emboldened and empowered na, my mom didn't get angry that I want to dress up like a girl. So, sabi ng bata na, you know what, mom? I'm going to tell my friends in school. So, this boy went to school and told his friends that, you know, I want to dress up like a girl and I want to be a girl. And this boy was bullied by his classmates. And we can just imagine what this boy went through. And this boy's world probably crumbled. And the unfortunate thing is that this boy ended up taking his life. Just sit and let that marinate in your head, that this boy was 9 years old. And this boy took his own life.
All
All right. So I have here a special guest on the very first project. This is Lucas Jones. I'll let him tell you about what he does. Hi, Lucas.
Hi, how's it going?
All good. So, Lucas, thanks for joining us here in the Balut Kiki project. Will you be able to tell us what it is that you do exactly for the queer community?
Absolutely. So I'm a counselor for an organization called Mosaic. Mosaic is free peer support counseling for all male masculine identifying people, specifically for trauma and sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. My role in Mosaic is I wear quite a few hats in Mosaic at the moment. So I am the youth and rainbow liaison for the entirety of Mosaic. I also provide one-to-one counseling, education to other organizations and people within our organization on these kinds of topics and issues, as well as facilitating some of our peer support groups.
So you've done a lot of work with the LGBTQIA plus community.
I like to think so.
And would you be able to say that you're part of the community as well?
Yes. Yeah. I identify as part of the rainbow community as well.
And what pronouns would you want to be used for you?
He, him, please.
All right. Lucas, will you tell us how serious mental health issues really are, like depression and suicide, about the LGBTQIA plus community? Is it getting better or worse today?
The severity is quite apparent, especially when it comes to rainbow community. In terms of mental health, we can see that it is significantly higher than those who aren't a part of the rainbow community, for example. We have higher rates of attempting suicide. We have higher rates of depression.
Do you know why that is? In your experience, at least.
In my experience, there's still the association of the stigma around sexuality and gender identity. There is still that discrimination. It is still apparent. It is still happening, whether it's people you're close to, such as family and friends, or whether it's further removed connections, such as GPs, other support services, there is still documented discrimination against rainbow people.
So would you say that stigma is one of the most common causes of depression and suicide within our community?
That stigma, that lack of acceptance, that social construct of this is wrong, this is bad, haha, let's make it a big joke. Mm-hmm. You know, these are legitimate people's lives, that there's people out there who are still trying to squash down, still trying to go, that is wrong, you need to be essentially normal, when there is no official definition of normal anyway.
That's true. It's very subjective. In the Philippines, unfortunately, there's a lack of outside help, counselors, psychiatrists cost money. So if you're just somebody who's a little bit concerned and you might think that a friend or a family member might be suffering from depression or contemplating suicide, what do you suggest that person do to be able to help that person who's obviously suffering?
My first sort of go-to piece of advice in that regard is to talk to them, whether they want to be talked to or not. You know, it's making the effort to go out of your way and say, hey, I've noticed this, I'm here. Is there anything you want to talk about? You know, I'm prepared to listen. That's not to say, you know, taking their entire world onto your shoulders per se, but it's very much extending the arm to say the arm is here. You don't have to reach too far for this arm. It is here if you need it. And sometimes that can be quite a significant first stepping stone for people who are experiencing troubles in mental health and suicidality thoughts.
Would you be able to identify like a couple of warning signs if somebody might be contemplating suicide or undergoing really, really severe depression?
There has been a lot of research in terms of what could be some telltale signs of this person might be contemplating quite some serious harm. The reality is there are no tells, you know. We look at examples in the media, like I'm thinking of even Chester Bennington, who of Linkin Park. Is that his name? Bennington?
Yeah.
Who video surfaced a week or two prior to his suicide of him laughing. He was smiling. Yeah. He seemed incredibly happy, incredibly full of life. And then we find out 2 weeks later he's completed suicide. There are I call them the obvious telltales, such as someone who might be quite apparent in a social situation, someone who's quite confident, all of a sudden this changes, you know, we're able to recognize something's going on because that might not be what we consider them usually to be like. Sort of recognizing any kind of social change in a person can be quite a significant factor into, well, maybe they're struggling with something mentally, maybe they're struggling with something that could be quite harmful.
Are there some things that we should not do and we should avoid saying? Like, you know, something that might sound patronizing or would belittle a person's feelings?
The first thing that comes to mind with that is one we hear quite a significant amount in media and social settings, and that's to call this person selfish. That's to turn it back on them, saying, how could you be so selfish? You know, you've got so much to live for. You've got all these people that care about you. They're aware. When it comes to mental health, people are aware that people are there, but they can't approach, you know, they can't go to these people. They're unwell. They're sick. You know, they need assistance. They need help. And it's not selfish to take some time when you've got a broken leg, you know, to say, oh, sorry, I can't drive, I've got a broken leg. Yet we say when people who are experiencing mental health difficulties, we say they're selfish for not getting better. We say they're selfish for thinking that the only way out is to end their life.
That's a good point. As a last question, Lucas, do you think that LGBTQIA community still has a long way to go in terms of trying to sort out these problems regarding mental health issues, or are we there?
In my experience, I do believe there is still a way to go, and that's in saying that the recognition of a society that LGBT shouldn't be a taboo thing, that sexuality, gender, it's fine. You know, it's okay for someone to want to express that. It's okay as long as it's consensual. It's okay for someone to want to question that as long as it's consensual as well. And as a society, we need to walk with these people along this path of self-discovery rather than just put up a fence and go, nope, you can't come past unless you're XYZ. I look at the community from even 10 years ago and trying to navigate health systems, trying to navigate even peer support. I do believe we have come a long way in even 10 years. So it's amazing to think what will happen in another 10 years' time even.
It's very scary from a Filipino who has lived most of his life in the Philippines for you to be even a little bit tentative in saying we still have a long way to go, you know, and you come from a first world country. I mean, What more for a third world country like the Philippines? So we still have even farther to go than you. Yeah. All right, Lucas, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're tuned into the Balut Kiki Project.
We would like to thank Lucas Jones for his time. We have depression, we have being queer, and we add to that being Filipino. And there's nothing.
It's a triple whammy.
It's not about being Filipino. It's a lack of support here. It's not easy to find counselors. It's not easy to find resources to help you through if you're going through something. If you need someone to talk to, or professional help, or medication, we have very few resources. National Center for Mental Health, or colloquially known as MENTAL.
Sa loob, sa labas ng Mandaluyong. Yun ang mahirap kasi in the Philippines, it's hard enough to deal with depression. Ikaw, how did you find out that you had depression? You had to be clinically diagnosed, which means you went to a doctor.
Yes.
And that doctor saw you several times.
Yes.
And I'm lucky to be living in a country where the resources are free. I live in a first world country. And you will have to pay a doctor.
Yes.
To be able to get diagnosed.
I had to. I still do. And even my counseling and my follow-up sessions is not free. I still have to pay. And you know, that's the unfortunate part. Yun yung setup natin sa Pilipinas. There's no such thing as free.
And imagine if you can barely make ends meet. Alam mo, iniisip mo kung, you know, you don't know where the next meal is going to come from.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a mother and you have three mouths to feed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially now na COVID. Alam mo yun na yeah. hindi mo na alam kung saan mo kukunin yung pambayad ng kuryente, kung saan mo kukunin yung pambaon ng mga bata. Yung mga bata wala pang Upa. Gadget, pambayad ng wifi para makasama sa online teaching o kung ano man. Oo. You can barely survive na. And you're probably Oo. Breaking down. Alam nga namang pumunta ka pa sa psychiatrist. Yung huling pera mo ba, pupunta ka pa sa psychiatrist para babayad mo pa sa doktor na alam mo namang mayaman na. Alam mo yung gano'n. Tapos magbibisita ka pa na counselor. Ang gagawin mo na lang sa Pilipinas, ito ang nangyayari sa Pilipinas eh. If life in the Philippines serves you a whole toilet bowl full of crap and shit, you have no choice but to slurp up a whole toilet bowl full every goddamn morning. You just suck it up, buttercup. Diba, magbibihis ka. Sasakay ka ng tricycle, minsan maglalakad ka na dahil wala ka ng pamasahe, pipila ka sa jeep ng isang oras, mag-aantay ka sa EDSA, uupo ka sa traffic ng pagkainit-init, papasok ka kung saan ka man pumapasok, magtatrabaho ka, uuwi ka madilim na, ang sarap na sanang itulog na, 3 hours pa bago ka makarating ng bahay, pagdating mo ng bahay, maglalaba ka pa. If you have to go through that, hindi mo na alam, depressed ka pala eh. Sa Pilipinas, we just call it by, you know, some other name. Nobody gets depressed. Yun ang problema sa Pilipinas. Tapos, pag pumunta ka pa sa psychiatrist, ang chismis niyan. Psychiatrist? Bakit? May ano na?
Sira ulo ka ba?
May tililing na, di ba? Yung sinabi mong stigma sa mental, pag sinabi pa lang na mental, baliw na ang people with depression, it's just another disorder.
Yeah.
It's just like having gallstones or having appendicitis or having a heart disease. Let's call it what it is, Mel. It's the culture that we live in. Yeah. Kultura natin. Yeah. Maganda nga yung sinabi ni Lucas eh. Bakit pag napilayang ka, hindi ka pwedeng mag-drive, hindi ka pwedeng pumasok? Kasi nakikita nila na napilayang ka, nabalian ka ng buto eh. Yeah. Bakit pag may depression ka, bakit kailangan expected ka pa rin na pumasok? You're just expected and to suck it up and be okay. Na parang, inom lang natin yan. Oh, papansin, just seeking attention.
Yes, arte. Arte. Huwag ka nga maarte.
Hindi lang naman mental health, diba? There's other resources.
Ang maganda ngayon, Jeff, no, is there are more resources now and mental health is taking a front seat. Unlike before, na no one even talks about it. Ngayon, people are more willing to talk about it. And we have a few more resources and I'm sure there's a lot more that we haven't found. So, aside from what we called Mental, no, also known as the National Center for Mental Health, we also found a few resources. One is the Natasha Goldborn Foundation, there's Love Yourself, there's Silakbo. Medical City even has a psychiatric ward that you can call. MaxiCare, for those who have health insurance or HMO, also have a mental health facility. And it's not just, alam mo yung, alam natin na pag mental health, iniisip po talaga parang si Penguin sa Batman, yung Joker sa yung sira ulo, hindi na ganun ngayon ang dapat nakikita natin when we say mental health. Yes. Marami who are at the top of their game. They have all the money in the world. For example, Kate Spade, right?
Robin Williams.
Anthony Bourdain.
Chester Bennington.
Yes.
Avicii,
that's right. May pera sila pampunta ng doktor at hindi lang kung sino-sino ang doktor. I'm sure, mga the best in their field. And yet, hindi sila naging okay.
Oo. So, growing up queer, naghahanap ka, sino yung
role model
sino yung
mo?
Mga role models ko? Sino yung malakas na titignan ko para hindi ako manghina, para lumakas yung loob ko?
Nakinayan niya nga, kakayanin ko rin.
Nakinayan niya. At saka sometimes the discrimination comes from the gay community. Si Piolo Pascual na hindi naman kilala ng mga tao. Somebody that they've never met from Adam. Hinuhusgahan nila, I don't know for what reason, na bading daw dahil walang girlfriend. Hindi mo to kilala, bakit mo gagawin yan? Diba? So it's so hard. So kung totoo ang bading si Piolo, kung totoo ang bading si Bimby, paano nakakatulong yung ginagawa
ano ngayon?
Na tinutukso nyo o pinipilit nyo? And sometimes it even comes from your own family. Ito, may kikwento lang ako sa iyo, Mela, if you don't mind. No? I took the Ateneo entrance exams without my family knowing. Kasi nakakahiya, di ba? If you take Ateneo entrance exam, pag pumagsak ka, nakakahiya. So I didn't tell my parents. I paid for the entrance exams using my own money. And the Ateneo entrance exams are one of the most, I would say, the most difficult.
But I think others will...
Yeah, that will be contested easily by people who come from UST, UP, and LaSalle. But anyway, so I took the entrance exams and luckily I passed. So nung nakapasa na, sinabi ko na sa family ko. So I went home one night. Pag-uwi ko sa sala namin, I found my mom speaking to her sister, my tita. So nag-usap sila, oh, congratulations, Dong. Sabi sa akin, nakapasa ka pala. Tinanong ako ng tita ko, anong course mo? So sabi ko, AB Communications po. I'm sure my tita didn't mean any offense. And I'm sure she was coming from a place of non-prejudice. She just said it because sabi ko nga, kultura eh. Ang sabi ng tita ko, so anong gusto mong maging? Magiging showbiz reporter ka. And so I was gobsmacked that for a young queer boy like me,
yeah,
who had his whole life ahead of him, and an Ateneo education at that,
hanggang dun
that
ka na
in
lang.
People's eyes,
yun,
my only choice was to be your showbiz reporter.
Yeah.
And Mel, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely
there is
not.
Nothing wrong in being a showbiz reporter because Mel, how I would love to be a showbiz reporter. Kilala mo ko as your most jologs friend. Don't try me. Diba? Na parang, at masama sa loob ko noon kasi nung nasa Ateneo na ako, Mel, I had a journalism class. My journalism class in Ateneo was taught by Rene Pastor, who wrote for fucking Reuters. And Rene Pastor would like, on a Monday, all Rene Pastor would do was check our attendance after 30 minutes. Pakakawalan na kami ni Rene Pastor. Alam mo kung ano ang assignment namin, Mel? Go to the Senate, interview Miriam Defensor Santiago, Raul Rocco. And then, next meeting on Wednesday, mag-splice mo na yon. Hindi, splice mo na. Gumawa ka na ng report. May dalada kaming mga tape recorder. Nakano na yan yung audio na wala pang internet nun. Na kailangan namin gawin yun. Na imagine kung paano namin tinitape-tape. O hindi. So anyway, huwag ganun, Mel. We're friends.
We're friends.
Again, don't hurt my feelings. So, my only choice was to be a showbiz reporter. Kasi ganun nga ang problema sa atin nun eh. Growing up queer, ang choice mo lang dati is fashion designer,
totoo,
showbiz reporter, hairdresser.
Totoo.
Di ba, Mel? Makikita nila, nagdadamit babae. Kaya ikaw, pag ayaw mong matawag na inday, pag ayaw mong matawag na ina she, o ayaw mong matawag na girl, nagtataka sila, bakit ayaw mong matawag? Di ba bading ka?
Hindi porket.
Yun yung, ang nakikita nga nila is girl, boy, bakla, tomboy.
That's right.
Walang iba-ibang kulay sa rainbow na may gay, may lesbian, may iba-ibang klaseng gay, may Paulo Ballesteros, may Mark Bautista. Di ba? Right. Walang ganun dati eh. Uh-oh. Yun lang eh. Uh-oh. So yun ang kultura natin. Ang gusto lang namin dito sana sa project na ito is to represent lang. We don't have a messianic mission. We don't claim to be the saviors of the queer community because how fucking hard would that be?
We can't even save ourselves. Come on.
Ang gusto lang po namin is these are our stories. We just want to put our stories out there.
Uh-huh.
We just want to represent. We are just two drops in the bucket. We're not going to speak for anybody else. Ito lang yung storya namin. Maaring iba yung kwento nyo. Maaring iba yung pinagdadaanan nyo. Everybody's story is welcome. We are all important. At saka, distraction to. Tinutulungan din lang namin ang sarili namin.
Totoo. Ano ba? Jeff, do you eat balut?
No, I don't. When I was younger, I just ate the yolk and the sabaw.
So, Penoy?
Hindi, my dad would eat the chick.
Ah, okay. So, bakit tayo tawag balut? Kasi ako, I eat balut. I love balut.
There's nothing more Filipino than balut. What could be more Filipino than balut? If you search the internet for the 10 weirdest foods in the world, balut is right there representing for the Philippines together with the fried tarantulas in Cambodia and the fugu fish in Japan. Tsaka mel, di ba? Pag may foreigner kang kaibigan, ano ginagawa mo?
Torture. Diba? Pakain mo nga ng balut.
Punta tayo ng SM, sakay tayo ng jeep,
ng tricycle.
Sakay tayo ng tricycle, habal-habal, try tayo ng kwek-kwek, kumain ka ng balut.
Balut. Oo.
Actually, kwek-kwek kaya pa nila eh. Fishbowl kaya pa nila eh. Magkakasubukan tayo sa balut.
And I'll be honest, I've done that before.
Tsaka di ba may kanta na balut, Penoy, balut? Di ba? Pampalakas ng tuhod. So hopefully, nutritious din to, kagaya ng balut.
Alam may say-say naman again, sinasabi natin.
Wala kaming ilusyon na magtuturo kami kasi sabi nga namin, how difficult naman would it be kung every project, we're going to talk about depression.
Parang di naman yata namin
kakayanin. We're going to talk about everything, anything, and nothing. But more importantly, we want to highlight things that concern the queer community, Filipinos.
Yes.
So, kaya nga hopefully din, balut is an aphrodisiac. Hopefully, ma-stimulate din namin kayo. At saka, ano lang, kung halimbawa nakikinig kayo, na-click nyo to, tapos Hindi, wala din akong ilusyon na maaliw sila. Halimbawa, nairita kayo sa boses ko, o kaya ano ba ito? Napaka-opinionated. Daming opinion. Daming
sinasabi. Daming ano,
oo, mema lang. Parang ganun. Kung depressed ka, tapos naisip mo yun, o di na, pull you away from the precipice and I pull you away from the cliff. Diba? Oh. Hopefully, nakapag-isip ka ng ibang bagay. Temporary relief or temporary distraction from what you're thinking. That's it. We don't have a messianic mission.
Alam mo, I think what we really need to explain is ano ang kiki. Kasi sa Pinoy, iba ibig sabihin yan.
So, ang actually, wag na tayong pumunta dyan. That's for another project. Uh-oh. Pero, sa salitang queer po, pinasikat po yun ng Scissor Sisters dati. I think they were a queer band noong 1990s. Talagang lumaki ako noong 1990s. Talagang buking na buking. Let's have a kiki. So, ang kiki po is chismis, chit-chat, puntahan, chikahan, ng magkakaibigan.
Yes.
Tsaka project, kasi parang subok lang naman to eh. Tsaka it's a work in progress. Parang,
yes, it's a work in progress. Oo. It's a work in progress. We're trying to figure it out as we go along.
Hindi namin alam kung ano ginagawa namin. Alam ni Mel to, minsan po nagre-record ako sa banyo. Ngayon po, ang patungan po ng lapi ko is kahon ng rice cooker. Aminin mo, anong patungan?
Ako, ano, bigasan. Yung galing po sa Daiso, lagayan ng bigas na for 3 kilos.
Tapos nung una po kaming mag-record, naka-dekwelyo pa ako. Tapos ngayon po, nakabalot na lang sa kumot. Naka-sando. Hindi na ako naghihilamos.
Pero ano, we will talk about anything, everything, and nothing. Except for two things. Hindi natin pag-uusapan ng politics, hindi natin pag-uusapan ng relihiyon. Kasi divided enough na tayo sa politics and religion. Exactly. And at the end of the day, yung pinaniniwalaan mo yan. And pinaniniwalaan ko, hindi naman ko bago yan. Kahit anong mangyari. So huwag na natin pag-usapan. Tsaka hindi masaya.
Pag-usapan natin, pero not in this podcast.
Not in this podcast.
Diba to? Oh. Para dito, distraction nga to eh. Diba? Depressed ka na nga. Ano pag nangyayari sa
politika? Nasiinit ka ulo mo.
Nangyayari sa religion.
Huwag na. Huwag tayo sa nakakainit na ulo. Oh, we'd like to invite you to visit our website. I'm so proud of this kasi si Jeff yung gumawa. I'm so proud of him, no? Our website is at www.balutkiki.com. Hindi ka pa napaproud sa sarili mo?
No, we don't have money to hire somebody to do it. So.
I'm so proud of you, Jeff. Learning new things. Creating a website. My goodness. So, punta kayo sa website namin, please.
Feeling millennial talaga.
Oo. Para naman makita niyo yung pinagpawisan ni Jeff. You'll find links.
Yung aming amoy pawis na website.
I really like it. Tapos, our social media pages are there. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And you'll also find us on Buy Me a Coffee. At buymeacoffee.com/balutkiki. Support us naman kung nagustuhan nyo naman yung aming chika.
Buy us a coffee is where you can donate or support projects.
That's right. We are also on YouTube, no? Please leave a review so we know what you like, we know what you don't like. Like and subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and other platforms. Well, I guess you already found us if you're listening to us now. And tell your friends, share nyo kami.
Tell
your friends.
Especially somebody who might relate. Somebody you know who might relate.
Yes.
Na palagay nyo na kailangan ng kausap. You can send us an email. That's balutkiki@gmail.com. I promise to answer emails from people who might... We're not professionals. Don't get us wrong. Find somebody who's professional. But kung gusto niya lang ng kausap o may makakabasa, we'll surely reply.
If you know anyone who would be a good guest or feeling mo gusto maging guest... Or you yourself, baka gusto nyo maging guest, write to us and let us know. And if you have any interesting topics that you want to be discussed, let us know also, write to us. DM us, pwede rin yon.
Mel, if there's somebody listening to us right now, or somebody who knows somebody who might relate to our stories and is going through a rough patch right now, what advice might you give this person to be able to survive what he's going through?
Oh, okay. I think it's really important to remember that you are valid. You as a person, you, your fears, your dreams, your hopes, your pain, your emotions, these are all valid. Huwag kang mahiya na may pinagdadaanan ka. Kasi valid yun eh. You have the right to feel those things. You have the right to get support. Kung wala kang pinagdadaanan, may thoughts ka, or you know, all of this, everything about you is valid. Don't ever think that you're not important. You are important. We want you to remember that. And I say this because I'm saying this to myself also, right? I have to remind myself also that I am important to someone. So therefore, you are also important to someone.
So yeah. You are important, guys. You guys are valid. And thank you very much for keeping us company on the very first Balut Kiki project. Yes. We hope that you join us again on our future episodes, our future projects. Click lang kayo dyan kung nasan kayo. Listen, our next project, the second project, is going to be about Mel. And I will force her to talk about her own journey. Kaya, pakinggan niyo po yun. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Tell your friends about us. Thank you for keeping us company. Bye, Z.
Bye. I love you all.
Bye, Z's.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete. Are we off air yet? Because these hills are killing me.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.